President Biden with a new plan to lower gas prices. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Considering a temporary pause to the federal tax on gasoline, which could save drivers more than 18 cents a gallon.
The president, talking to reporters on the beach in Delaware, said when asked of the possibility of a gas tax holiday.
Well, I hope I have a decision based on data I'm looking for by the end of the week.
Gas taxes help pay for highways and their maintenance. The president did not say how long such a holiday could last. The administration has already tapped into oil reserves and ordered more ethanol blending. He said his team will meet with oil company executives to discuss hefty profits they're making. AAA says the national average for gas is a bit below $5 a gallon.
Fox's Grinnell Scott, Republican Congressman Jim Jordan asking Capitol Police to explain how a crew from the CBS Late Show gained access to a House office building twice last Thursday.
I thought the January 6th committee was supposed to be the most important investigation, the most solemn, serious committee in the history of the Republic. If that's the case, then why are they working with some comedy crew, letting them in to videotape whatever they were going to videotape and letting them in the Capitol complex illegally?
The public is not allowed in the Capitol offices after hours without a congressional escort. The January 6th committee holds another public session on Tuesday. Elections officials from Georgia and Arizona are scheduled to appear. A Texas newspaper, the Austin American Statesman, raising more questions about the police response to last month's school shooting in Uvalde, reporting documents and surveillance video showed officers in the school with weapons and a ballistic shield less than 20 minutes after the gunman burst in. It was nearly a half hour more before officers entered the classroom and killed the gunman, who had murdered 19 students and two teachers. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Election Day Tuesday in four states. House primaries in Virginia. Primary runoff elections are being held in Arkansas, Georgia, and in Alabama, where the GOP Senate candidate will be chosen.
Republicans will return to the polls after neither Katie Britt nor Congressman Mo Brooks drew in more than 50% of the vote last month. Britt did come close, though, earning 45% compared to Brooks's 29%. But this Election Day, Britt has something else: the endorsement of former President Donald Trump. Trump had originally backed Brooks for Senate, but abruptly pulled his support after Brooks told a crowd last summer to put the 2020 election behind them. Still, Brooks has continued to call himself MAGA Mo and says he is the true America First candidate. Britt, who was once an aide for retiring Senator Richard Shelby and served as the head of the Business Council of Alabama, she said that new energetic conservative leadership is what voters are after. In Dale County, Alabama, Alexandria Hoff, Fox News.
The pilot shortage blamed for a rash of airline flight cancellations over the weekend is now costing three smaller cities service from one of the major airlines. American says it's pulling out of Ithaca and Islip, New York, and Toledo, Ohio at summer's end because of staffing shortages. NASA has fueled its huge moon rocket for the first time and completed a countdown test despite a fuel line leak. This was the last major milestone before the moon rocket's long-awaited launch debut. Border Patrol agents say they found meth hidden where it could have harmed children.
The agents based in California say they found $60,000 worth of methamphetamine hidden inside child booster seats when they stopped a vehicle in Interstate 15 just north of the Newton-Azraq Border Patrol Station. CBP says two adults and two children were in the vehicle when it was stopped, and the drugs were found after a narcotics dog alerted. The driver, a U.S. citizen, was arrested and the drugs seized. The woman and the children were released. Lisa LaSera, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.